It's time now for your comments. We received dozens of emails about our story on how leaders of different religious faiths responded to the tsunami. Lori Larson of Princeton, New Jersey writes, "I don't deny the scale of the tragedy, but I regret that NPR is highlighting that there is some religious significance to it." She writes, "There is a perfectly valid explanation. The earth just moves sometimes and causes tsunamis. Report the facts and the science and leave faith to the churches on their own time, not yours."
But Rabbi Dennis Ross of Lenox, Massachusetts writes, "My compliments to you for deciding to cover such a delicate topic and for the wide array of religious leaders you selected. I would add that God has given us the ability to mitigate the damage that a tsunami can cause. We have the ability to build tidal wave detectors and warn people to get out of harm's way. The large death toll was not God's fault," he writes. "We mortals did not take proper action."
On another subject this week, one of our regular guests, Walter Mossberg, praised the security systems on Macintosh computers. He said they were easy to use. That drew a note of caution from Sean Kirkpatrick, a computer security consultant. He writes, "There are no computers that cannot be broken into by a sufficiently determined bad guy."
News now from the humble analog world. If we still used tape machines in our studio, we would rewind and recut the story we did about the demise of audio tape. In it, we said the last American company that makes audio tape expects to close its doors soon, but we should have added that cassette tapes are alive and well. The audio tape that will be harder to come by is the high-quality quarter-inch stuff that we once used at NPR.
And finally, one other goodbye. Some of you may have noticed that Renee and I no longer announce the time during Morning Edition. We used to say it was 19 minutes past the hour or 29 minutes past the hour, since it's heard in different time zones. We stopped doing this recently in order to give our member stations more flexibility in what they announce locally.
But listeners have written to say, please don't let the time go gently. We reached Ellen Welty in Tempe, Arizona.
It's always been a part of Morning Edition, and I think people really do subconsciously rely on that. I just have to pay more attention to what time it is now. I can't just lay there and rely on somebody to say 11 minutes before the hour.
Ellen Welty, you and other listeners inspired one of our producers to compose a proper send-off to the time checks that we've recorded over time.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.
It's 29 minutes past the hour.
It's 21 minutes before the hour.
It's 11 minutes before the hour.
It's time.
The time.
The time.
Time. Time. Time.
Before.
Time. Time. Time.
Past.
Time. Time.
We're out of time.
Time. Time.
Sorry.
Time. Time. Time.
Gotta go.
Time. Time. Time.
Gotta go.
Time. Time.
Stop.
Time.
Stop.
Time. Time.
That's it.
And as always, we do appreciate the time you take to write to us every week. Send your emails to morning@npr.org.
Please tell us how to pronounce your name and where you live.